However, John also recorded the longest one in John 9.
然而呢，约翰也记录了一篇最长的神迹。
He used a total of 41 verses to describe one of those seven miracles.
他用了41节的经文来记载。
And you compare to all these other miracles in this book or in other gospels, they typically only have one or two verses or at most a few verses to describe a miracle.
其他的奇迹呢，只用了一两章，一两节或者几十节。
And earlier on in chapter 9, we read how Jesus healed a man that was born blind, and then what happened afterwards.
在第九章呢，刚才我们读到的，约翰记录了耶稣医治一个生来瞎眼的人及随后的事情。
And then if you look at this instance in chapter 9, there are also other instances in the Bible that talk about Jesus healing the blind.
除了在约翰福音第九章里那个例子以外呢，耶稣还记载了，圣经里还记载了耶稣医治瞎人瞎子的其他的事例。
And some examples are like in, for example, in Mark chapter 10, Jesus healed this man called Bartimaeus.
在马可福音第十章里，耶稣医治了巴底买和另一个瞎子。
And then in Matthew chapter 9, Jesus healed two blind men.
在马太福音第九章，耶稣医治了两个瞎子。
And then, of course, finally in John 9, we talk about this man born blind who was healed by Jesus.
在第九章呢，现在呢，耶稣医治了一个生来瞎眼、没有名字的人。
When we compare all these healing miracles, there are some obvious differences that you can see how Jesus did it.
当我们比较这些事例的时候呢，一个明显的在于耶稣用了不同的方式来医治他们。
In Bartimaeus' case, it was by Jesus' word, by his command.
在巴底买的例子里呢，耶稣只用了他的话语，他的命令。
And there was no physical touching, there was just no physical contact at all.
没有任何的肢体的接触。
And then for the two blind men in Galilee, Jesus healed them by touching their eyes.
加利利的两位瞎子呢，耶稣通过触摸他们的眼睛来医治他们。
And you can say the healing in John 9 was the most elaborate.
也许你可以说，在约翰福音第九章的医治是最复杂的一个。
Jesus mixed saliva with mud and then put it on the man's eyes and then tell them to go wash in the pool of Siloam.
耶稣用唾液和泥混合抹在这个人的眼上，让他去希罗亚池洗。
So these differences tell us that it is not the method that heals.
这些的不同告诉我们，医治的方法不是来治愈的方法。
It is not some magic incantation.
也不是什么咒语。
It is not some magic potion of medicine.
也不是什么神奇的药方和处方。
If you go to Jerusalem today and spit some saliva in some mud, I promise you, you won't heal some blind eyes.
如果你今天去耶路撒冷用唾沫和泥混在一起，我告诉你，绝对无法医治。
It is God who heals in whatever way He chooses.
是医治的是神，他可以用自己的方式来医治。
It is the Son of God with the power to heal and also to create.
是神的儿子有创造的大能和医治的权柄。
And another commonality among all these three miracles is faith.
另外一个共同点在这三个例子当中是信心。
In Mark 10, it says, What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
在马可福音第十章里，耶稣问他，你要我为你做什么呢？瞎子说，拉比，我要能看见。耶稣说，你去吧，你的信心救了你。他立刻看见，在路上就跟随耶稣。
And then in Matthew 9, it says, When he had gone indoors, the blind man came to him, and he asked them, Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Yes, Lord, they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, According to your faith, let it be done to you. And the sight was restored.
在马太福音第九章里，耶稣进了房子，瞎子就来到他面前，他问他们说，你们信我能做这事吗？他们说：“主啊，我们信。”耶稣就摸他们的眼睛，说：“照你们的信，给你们成全了。”他们的眼睛就开了。
And now in John 9, what we read, it didn't mention the word faith explicitly, but we can see the faith of the man by his obedience to the stranger Jesus.
在约翰福音中虽然没有直接提到信心，但我们可以从这个陌生人对耶稣的顺服中看出他的信心。
Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. So the man went and washed and came home seeing.
耶稣对他说，你去希罗亚池洗一洗，他就去，回头就看见了。
And John chapter 9 can be divided into three sections.
约翰福音可以分成三个部分。
Verse 1 to 5 was a conversation between Jesus and his disciples.
第一到五节记载了耶稣与门徒之间的讨论。
The disciples asked Jesus, the man was born blind, is it because of the sin of the man or because of his parents' sin?
他的门徒们问，这个人生下来就瞎眼，是因为他的罪还是他父母的罪呢？
And Jesus said, no, no, no. This happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him.
耶稣回答他们说，这不是人的罪，也不是父母的罪，乃是神要在他面前显出他的作为来。
Now, only two verses, 6 and 7, really talk about how Jesus healed the man.
只有短短的六七节，两节记录了这个神迹的发生。
And the bulk of the chapter from verse 8 to 41 is really talking about what happened after the miracle, in particular, talk about people's responses.
从第八节到四十一节主要的部分呢是记载神迹发生之后的事情，特别是人们对这件事的各种反应。
Chapter 9 recorded four groups of people with four different responses.
第九章记录了四类人以及他们不同的反应。
There were the neighbors of the blind man who reacted with skepticism.
瞎子的邻居是以怀疑的态度。
There were Pharisees who responded with unbelief.
法利赛人是不信，显出他们的偏见。
And then the parents of the blind man responded with fear.
这个瞎子的父母呢是惧怕。
And only the blind man himself responded with faith.
只有瞎子本人是有信心，而且不断增长的信心。
The first group of people were the neighbors of the blind man.
第一批见的人是邻居的，瞎子的邻居。
They were the first group to meet the guy after he was healed.
他们是见到他被医治后的第一批人。
And then you can see his neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging, asked, "Isn't this the same blind man who used to sit and beg?"
他的邻居和他那素先见他讨饭的人说，这不是从前坐着讨饭的人吗？
Some claimed that he was, others said, no, he only looks like him. But he himself insisted, I am the man. How then were your eyes open, they asked.
有的人说是，有的人说不是，却是像他。他自己说是我。他们就对他说，你的眼睛是怎么开的呢？
He replied, the man they called Jesus put some mud and put on my eyes, and he told me to go to the Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see.
他就回答说，那个人名叫耶稣，他用泥抹我的眼睛，对我说，你往希罗亚池去洗，我去一洗就看见了。
Where is this man? They asked him. I don't know, he said. They brought him to the Pharisees, the man who had been blind.
他们就问他，那人在哪里呢？他说，我不知道。他们就把从前瞎眼的人带到法利赛人那里去。
So we see a divided group here.
所以我们看到这个是一个分裂的人群。
Some recognize that this was the man who used to beg and blind.
有人认出他就是那从前坐着讨饭的人。
Some couldn't accept that man born blind could now see.
有一些人无法接受生来就瞎眼的人如今能看见。
So their conclusion is he's just a lookalike.
他们的结论就是说他可能跟那人长得像。
Even though he insisted he was that man.
以至于他自己坚持他就是原来的那个人。
You couldn't, even though they could have figured it out quite easily, but they were skeptical.
他们可以很清楚的就确认出来，但是他们仍又保持怀疑。
So the Bible recorded these neighbors' last action.
圣经里记载了这些邻居的这个最后的举动。
They brought the man to the Pharisees. That's it.
他们就把这个人带到法利赛人那里去。
There is no more description of what they do afterwards.
之后再没有叙述这邻居又做了什么。
Did they follow up?
他们有没有继续确认这人是
真的？ Now, it could be important because they can determine whether a miracle did happen or not.
这是非常重要的，以至于他们可以确认是不是奇迹发生了。
Did they look for Jesus?
他们有没有去寻找这个行奇迹的人呢？
The Bible didn't say, most likely they did not.
圣经里边没有说明，也许就是这些人并没有。
The indifference and the skepticism of these neighbors caused them to miss an opportunity.
这些邻居的冷漠和怀疑，以至于他们错过了一个机会。
An opportunity to come to know the Son of God.
这个机会是可以认识神的儿子。The
Messiah that they've been waiting for.
他们所盼望的弥赛亚。The
Messiah was in the neighborhood, but they missed him.
弥赛亚就来到他们邻里之间，但是他们却没有看到他。The
Messiah performed the miracle, but they thought it was just a lookalike.
弥赛亚在他们中间行了奇迹，他们却不过认为是一个长得像的人。
For the second group of people, the Pharisees, Jesus recorded the reaction of the Pharisees when the neighbors brought this blind man to them.
那圣经章节里又记载了，这第二批人是这些人把瞎眼的看见的人带到法利赛人面前。Now
the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was the Sabbath.
那一天发生奇迹呢，是安息日。
Therefore, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He put mud on my eyes, the man replied, and I washed, and now I see.
法利赛人也问他是怎么得看见的，瞎子对他们说，他把泥抹在我的眼睛上，我去一洗就看见了。Some
of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. But others asked, how can a sinner perform such signs? So they were divided.
法利赛人有人说，这人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。又有人说，一个罪人怎能行这样的奇迹呢？他们就起了纷争。Then
they turned again to the blind man. What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened. The man replied, he is a prophet.
他们又对瞎子说，他既然开了你的眼睛，你说他是怎样的人？他说是个先知。
So this passage reminds me of the parable of the four kinds of soil.
所以这段经文让我联想到，圣经里提到的四种的土壤。
On the one end of the spectrum, we have the Pharisees whose hearts were hard.
在这个光谱的一端呢，就是法利赛人的心里刚硬。
Their hearts were not ready to accept the gospel of God.
他们的心里没有预备接受神的福音。
They were the religious leaders at that time.
尽管他们是宗教的领袖,
and even though they have studied the Old Testament diligently to know that God is promising a Messiah to come,
他们勤奋地研读旧约, 明明知道神要为他们, 差遣弥赛亚来到世上。
It happened that Jesus performed the miracle on a Sabbath day.
就在, 这个安息日, 耶稣行了奇迹。
So immediately, the Pharisees responded in verse 16, this man is not from God, who does not keep the Sabbath.
这个法利赛人立即的反应就说，这个人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。
But others immediately said, well, but how can a sinner do all of this?
另外一批人又说，一个罪人怎么样行这样的奇迹呢？
So just like the neighbors, the Pharisees were divided.
就像这些邻居一样，他们也起了纷争。
The Pharisees refused to believe even when there is a miracle right in front of their eyes.
这些法利赛人呢，拒绝接受。
They cannot see the implication of a man who was born blind cannot see.
他们无法看见这个生来就瞎眼的人得以看见了。
Instead, they insisted on their own rules of what one can do and cannot do on a Sabbath day.
他们的注意力就放在这些规条上，纠结安息日可以做什么，不能做什么。Now,
the Old Testament actually never said that you cannot heal on a Sabbath day.
旧约里从来没有说过安息日不能医治人。And
they missed the whole point of the Old Testament about mercy and love.
他们把旧约里的错过了所强调的恩典和爱。
Instead, they focus on their own man-made rules of what is considered work on a Sabbath day.
反而他们执着于人为规定的规条。So
even though when you mix clay with saliva, they said that's work.
就是连唾液和泥和在一起的这个举动，他们也。Now
there may be a minority among them that said, wait. How can a sinner perform these miracles?
也许他们当中有少数人就问，为什么一个罪人能行奇迹呢？
But most of them, their hearts were like hardened soil.
但大多数他们呢，心坚硬。So
even when given the opportunity to see the Son of God perform a miracle in the midst, they refused to believe.
即使他们有机会亲眼看见神行的奇迹，他们仍然拒绝相信。
And just like the birds, we come to eat the seeds on hardened soil. The miracle and its implications would soon be forgotten by the Pharisees.
就像这个鸟飞来吃这个硬土上的种子一样，这个神迹及它深远的意义很快就被他们心中忘掉。
So the unbelief of the Pharisees, just like the indifference of the neighbors, caused them to miss an opportunity.
所以法利赛人的不幸以及邻居的冷漠，让他们错失了一个认识神儿子的机会。
An opportunity to come to know the Son of God, to wait for the Messiah that they've been hoping for.
让他们错失了一个认识神的儿子以及他们所盼望的弥赛亚的机会。
The third group is the parents of that blind man.
第三批的人呢，就是这个瞎子的父母。
In verse 18 to 23, it recorded their interaction with the Pharisees.
在第十八节到二十三节记载了他们的事情。
They still did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents.
犹太人不信他从前是瞎眼，后来能看见的，等到叫了他的父母来。
Is this your son? They asked. Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that now he can see?
这是你们的儿子吗？你们说他生来是瞎眼的，如今怎能看见了呢？
We know he is our son, the parents answered, and we know he was born blind.
他父母回答说，他是我们的儿子，生来就瞎眼，这是我们知道的。
But how he can see now, or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him, he is of age, he will speak for himself.
至于他如今怎么能看见，我们却不知道。是谁开了他的眼睛，我们也不知道。他已经成人了，你问你，他已经成人了，你们问他吧，他自己必能说。
His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders, who already had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue.
他的父母说这样的话是因为怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商议定了。若有人认耶稣是基督，就把他赶出会堂。
That was why his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him."
因此，他父母说他已经成了人，你们问他吧。
So, as expected, the parents, of course, knew for sure this blind man was their own son.
正如所预料的，他的父母当然知道这就是他们的儿子。
And they for sure.Knew that a miracle had happened.
他们也确实知道一个奇迹发生了。
However, when it comes to the crucial question of how is it that he can now see, their answer suddenly become, oh, we don't know.
当问题来到关键的地方，他们如今如何？他如今能如今怎么能看见？他们原本可以坦诚回答，他们却突然便说到，我们不知道。
The parents knew that it was this man called Jesus that healed the son.
他的父母明明知道是一个叫耶稣的人医治了他。
But they chose to dodge that question and basically said, "We don't know because of fear," and say, "Ask him."
他们呢却选择回避这个问题，用一句"我们不知道"来问他来推脱。
They fear that if they acknowledge it was Jesus who performed the miracle, then it's basically acknowledging he's the Messiah.
他们惧怕呢，是因为一旦承认这个奇迹是耶稣所行，就等于承认耶稣是弥赛亚。
And the consequence is that they would be put out of the synagogue.
那结局就是他们会被赶出会堂。
Putting out of the synagogue in those days is like being excommunicated in today's church.
被赶出会堂就像今天被教会开除一样。
Suddenly, you'll be losing all the connections you have with your community.
意味着你与整个团体的关系的割裂。
And for them, the not being put out of the synagogue was more important than acknowledging the Messiah.
对他们来说，失去社交的联系在他们心中比承认弥赛亚更重要。
So again, it reminds me of the four kinds of soil.
这也提醒我们像四种土地一样。
Something in this world, it may be worries, it may be riches, it may be treasures that would consume our hearts.
今生的焦虑、潜藏和享乐，以及占满了我们的心。
And the fear, in this case of the parents, caused them to miss that opportunity to acknowledge the Son of God.
他 他父母中心里的惧怕，以至于他们错过了认识神儿子的机会。
And now we come to the fourth group of people, the single one, the blind man himself.
最后我们来到第四类人，就是这个瞎子本人。
The man was born blind and was out on the street begging.
这位生来瞎眼的人是在街上讨饭的。
Now, the Bible said Jesus was going along in the previous chapter 8.
圣经中第八节先说耶稣路过。
And actually, Jesus was escaping from the Jews because the Jews in the temple were trying to kill him.
实际上耶稣是避开犹太人，因为犹太人要用圣殿里用石头打他。
And when Jesus saw this blind man on the road, he took the initiative to heal him.
当他在路上行过的时候，看见这个生来瞎眼的人，他主动的去医治他。
At this point, the blind man knew very little about Jesus.
这个时候，这个瞎子呢，不认识，他不认识耶稣。
When the neighbors asked him, he said, "This man called Jesus healed me."
当邻居问他的时候，他说有一个人名叫耶稣医治了我。
He knew the name of Jesus, and that's about it.
他只知道耶稣的名字。
He really didn't even know where Jesus went.
他也不知道耶稣去了哪里。
And he didn't have any more contact with Jesus either.
他也没有更多的接触。
And despite knowing so little about Jesus, Jesus told him to go to Siloam, and he went.
虽然他对耶稣不熟悉，但是耶稣告诉他去希罗池洗，他却遵守了。
He had this little seed of faith.
他心里有一个信心的小种子。
And somehow he went.And wash, and he could see.
他去了，洗了他的眼睛，他就可以得以看见。
Now later on, when the Pharisees questioned him about Jesus, his understanding of Jesus changed.
当后来法利赛人在问他的时候，他对耶稣的认识有一些改变。
In verse 17, when Pharisees asked him, "What do you have to say about him?" It was his your eyes that he opened, and he replied, "He is a prophet."
在十七节，法利赛人问他是，他既然开了你的眼，你说他是什么样的人呢？他说他是个先知。
So Jesus is no longer an ordinary man, this man called Jesus, but now he is a prophet.
他的认识从一个人名叫耶稣开始成长为他是个先知。
And the Pharisees didn't like that answer.
当然，法利赛人不喜欢这个答案。
So when the Pharisees didn't really like the parents' answer either, they called for the blind man again.
当他们法利赛人不喜欢他父母的回答的时候，他们叫了这个曾经是瞎子的人来。
And the Pharisees very clever. They try to influence his answer, but this guy, this man, Jesus, we know he is a sinner.
这个法利赛人说，这个人耶稣，我们知道他是个罪人。
Now, the blind man gave a second answer to the Pharisees in verse
25 to 33. 这个瞎子呢，给了第二个答案。
And he mentioned three things in that second answer.
在他第二个回答里头，他提出三个事情。
In John 25, he said, "One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see."
在第二十五节说。他是罪人不是我不知道有一件事我知道从前我是瞎眼的如今能看见了。
He knew a miracle happened to him. He is not confused by the Pharisees.
他真切地知道奇迹发生了。
And then also in 31 he said, "We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly person who does his will."
第31节他又说我们知道神不听罪人唯有敬奉神遵行他旨意的神才听他。
So right there, he answered the Pharisee saying, "No, no, no, no. He is not a sinner."
他给了一个清楚的答案，耶稣不可能是罪人。
And then finally, in verse 32, he says he knew that Jesus was from God by saying, "Nobody has heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind."
在第三十二节，从创世以来，未曾听见有人把生来就是瞎子的眼睛开了。
If this man were not from God, he could do nothing.
他说，这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
So not only does he say that he's a prophet, he also now clearly say that Jesus is from God.
不仅是说他是先知，他知道耶稣是从神而来的。
So the Pharisees got very angry because they're now lectured by this blind man.
那法利赛人因此愤怒起来了，他们被这个曾经是瞎子的人教训着。So
they threw him out.
所以他们就把他给赶出去了。What
the parents feared, the son did not.
父母所惧怕的，这个儿子没有惧怕。So
in the Pharisees' eyes, this man's blindness was caused by his own sin.
在法利赛人的观点中，这个人的瞎眼是因为他的罪造成。And
they said to him, "You were steeped in sin at birth."
他们对他说，你生来全在罪中。And
even the disciples thought that, maybe it's because the parents sinned also.
起初连门徒也如此认为，他们甚至认为父母也是有罪的。And
how dare this beggar argue with him, with them?
这些法利赛人说，这个讨饭的人如何？ 也斗胆与他们争论呢?
And so, in their biased mind, they could never accept that a person with such lowly status can perceive the matter even more clearly than them.
在他们充满偏见的心里，他们无法接受一个如此卑微地位的人竟然比他们看得清楚。
And then in verse 35 to 38, it recorded the last interaction between this man and Jesus.
在第35到38章记载了这人与耶稣的最后一次相遇。Jesus
heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他，就说：“你信人子吗？”
"Who is he, sir?" the man asked. "Tell me so that I may believe in him."
他回答说：“主啊，谁是人子，叫我信他呢？”
Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." Then the man said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him.
耶稣说，你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。他说，主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。So
Jesus took the initiative to look for this man.
耶稣再次主动地寻找这个人。Do
you believe in the Son of Man?
他问，你信人子吗？
And with that question, Jesus was redirecting the man from physical matters to spiritual matters.
耶稣借着这个问题，把他从肉体的层次领到属灵的层次。Not
only was he healing a physical illness, but he's trying to heal his spiritual illness.
他不仅医治了他身体上的疾病，他要医治他的灵魂。And
the man has progressed from the man they call Jesus to calling Jesus a prophet.
这个人的信心呢，从只认识耶稣这个名字，以至于到认他是先知，
to confirming that Jesus comes from God，
以至于他知道他是从神而来。
And now at this point, he is the Son of God and is worthy of his worship.
到如此这一刻，他知道他是神的儿子，他就敬拜他。
John 9:38, the man said, "Lord, I believe."
在约翰9章38节，这人说：“主啊，我信。”
And now the man not only received his physical sight, but also his spiritual sight.
到此为止，他的眼睛不仅看见，他灵魂的眼睛也得以看见。
And when we contrast this man with his neighbors, his parents and the Pharisees, he took multiple steps of faith.
我们来比较他与这些邻居法利赛人和父母。
And instead of indifference and skepticism of the neighbors, he followed Jesus' instruction with action.
与这个邻居不同的，他跟随着耶稣的教导。And
instead of the fear of his parents, he defended Jesus courageously.
他不像父母那样惧怕，他勇敢地为耶稣做见证。Instead
of the unbelief of the Pharisees, he held on to what he experienced.
他没有像法利赛人一样不信，反而紧紧抓住自己亲身的经历。Instead
of the biases of the Pharisees, he held on to rational thinking.
他没有像法利赛人那样带着偏见，反而坚持合理的判断。Finally,
he took the step of faith to acknowledge that Jesus is the Messiah.
最后，他迈出了最重要的一步，就是凭着信心承认耶稣就是弥赛亚。
What are the applications that we can learn from this chapter?
我们在这个章节里边能够学到什么样的应用呢?
The experience of the blind man and others around him teaches us that we cannot remain indifferent.
这个瞎子以及他周围人的经历提醒我们，面对耶稣，我们不可能保持冷漠。
No one can remain neutral when we face with Jesus.
我们无法保持中立。
If you were the neighbor of this man and thought that you could reserve your judgment of whether a miracle happened or not,
如果你是这个瞎子的邻居，你可以暂时保持判断，不去追查这是否是一个奇迹。
If you took no action to pursue the matter, you're already making a decision.
如果你不采取行动去追求真相的话，你已经做出了选择。
Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣说他是道路、真理、生命。
And no one can come to the Father except through me.
没有人不借着他可以到父那里去。
Now we may say all religions teach people to do good and want to believe that all roads will lead to Rome, but that's not what Jesus said.
也许我们会说各种宗教都是劝人行善。 而且条条大路通罗马,
in Matthew 12, it says, Jesus said, whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters.
在马太福音12章30节, 耶稣说, 不与我相合的就是敌我, 不同我收据的就是分散。
And when someone is not with Jesus, either because he's actively opposing Jesus, or because he's passively ignoring Jesus, he is against Jesus.
当一个人不与耶稣同在的时候，无论是主动或者是被动，就是与耶稣为敌了。
The Pharisees, Susan, I'm skipping. The Pharisees in John 9 rejected Jesus because they thought no one who broke the Sabbath can be from God.
在约翰福音9章，法利赛人拒绝耶稣，因为他们认为凡不守安息日的，不可能从神而来。They
had their own set of rules.
他们有自己的规条。
And their pride put their rules above God's rules.
他们把这些规条放在神之上。
Do we have our own set of rules how God should operate?
我们是不是也有自己的准则放在神之上呢?
Do we expect God to be Mr. Fix-It?
我们是不是希望神马上就来帮助我们呢?
If God loves me, then he's going to take me out of these bad situations.
如果神真爱我们，就应该把我们带出这种糟糕的环境。
Do we expect God to be Mr. Speedy?
我们是不是希望神是神速的呢?
If God does not answer my prayer immediately and in a specific way we ask for him, then he's not power, maybe he's not even there.
如果神不是马上回答我们的祷告，是不是他就不是神，不在那里呢?
Do we expect God to be the grantor of wishes?
我们是不是希望神能够就是我们所有的要求都被得到满足呢?
If we do our part, we are hardworking, we are a decent person, then God should be fulfilling all my plans.
如果我们自己努力工作，然后认真的，是不是神就应该听我们每一个祷告呢?
Do we expect God to be Mr. Easy to understand?
是不是我们也希望神是容易理解呢?
If I cannot understand why things are happening this way, then God is not in control, and I'm not sure I want to believe him.
如果我们对一些事情不能明白，是不是说我们就不再信任神呢?
Many times in the Bible, God reminded that He is the Creator and we are the created.
这里呢，神就告诉我们，他是创造者，我们是被创造的。
And He asked Job, "Where are you when I lay the foundation of the earth?"
神在圣经里边问约伯说，我在创造天地的时候，你在哪里呢?
And then finally, we can learn from the journey of faith of this blind man.
我们可以从这个瞎子得医治的这个信心的成长过程中学到功课。
In the beginning of the chapter, Jesus said he is the light of the world.
在章节开始，耶稣宣告他是世界的光。
While the disciples were preoccupied with the theological question, who sinned, who did not sin?
当门徒还在纠结这个神学的问题，到底是谁的罪的时候，
Jesus was more concerned about bringing light to the man.
神更关心的是把这个光带到这个人生命当中。
At the end of the chapter, Jesus said again, "For judgment I've come to this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind."
在这个章节的最后的时候，神说这些瞎眼的得以看见。So
Jesus wanted the blind man to have spiritual eyesight.
耶稣要这个瞎眼的人可以在灵魂里也得到看见。
So we also have that same eyesight. We can see who is true and accepting.
我们也能有这样的看见。
Jesus is the one who took the initiative.
耶稣采取了主动。
Our faith journey is like that of the blind man.
我们的信心的旅程也像这个瞎子一样。
It was Jesus reaching out to us from the very beginning.
是耶稣首先寻找我们。
And like the blind man, initially we do not fully understand who Jesus is.
就像这个瞎子一样，我们刚开始也不明白耶稣是谁。
But we need to take that first step to wash in the pool of Siloam.
我们也要采取第一步，去希罗亚池。
To experience what he said and what he did.
去经历他所说的，他所做的。
And then our experience will increase along with the journey.
那我们的经历呢，就会像信心，我们的经历和信心就会增长。
And challenges may come in many different forms.
各种挑战呢是从不同的方面来的。
For the blind man, it was from the Pharisees.
这个瞎子呢是从法利赛人那里来的挑战。
For you and I, it may be the opposition will come from our family or friends.
我们的挑战也许是我们周围的家人朋友而来。
And it could be circumstances that would tempt us to say, "Are you sure?"
或许是环境在试探我们说，你真的信吗？
But may we be like the blind man, that our knowledge of God will be clearer each day we follow him.
让我们像这个瞎子一样，每一天我们的眼睛更加的明亮。
Because we have experienced how he changed our lives.
因为我们经历了神改变我们的生命。
And let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you with humility.
亲爱的主啊，让我们带着谦卑来到你的面前。
Because we don't truly know who you are.
因为我们不真正的认识你。
Because you are such a great God that is beyond our comprehension.
因为你是这样伟大的神，是我们无法测度。
But yet you have reached out for us.
但是你寻找了我们。
Help us to respond with faith.
主啊，让我们用信心来回馈你。
So that every single day we'll come to know you more.
所以每一天我们可以认识更多。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Because of time, we'll skip the response song and we'll go straight to the doxology.
因为时间有限，我们直接就唱三一颂。